Test 2. Listening. Part 3. Exam practice. You'll hear five teenagers talking about helping to organise a surprise birthday party for a family member. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H the advice each speaker gives to ensure the party will be enjoyable for the family member. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part 3. Speaker 1.
Surprise parties are always exciting, and if it's a good one, with great activities, people will talk about it for ages afterwards. But before you start your planning, like considering venues, think carefully about what's involved and whether you're really up to it. For example, you may have to be less than honest to the party person about your arrangements or hide all your party things. Unfortunately, our mum found all our stuff intended for her party and threw it all away without even asking who it belonged to. But she didn't suspect, so we still went ahead with new stuff. Not all her best friends could attend, sadly, but she had a great time anyway.
Speaker 2.
My family wanted to give our granddad a surprise party for his 70th birthday. We were well ahead with the planning, and even relatives and people that granddad hadn't seen for years had agreed to come. Then one day, Grandad suddenly announced how much he'd hate to be given a surprise party and would probably walk out if faced with one. Of course, if we'd checked beforehand, we would have discovered that. So I'd say that's probably a good idea. Although that kind of misses the point, really. Anyway, we cancelled all the arrangements and organised a theatre trip for him instead, which he was thrilled with. And we never mentioned what had happened.
Speaker 3.
My parents would say it's best to start planning a party really early, but the best ones I've been to were organised at the last minute, meaning there's less time for the birthday person to discover what's going on. The downside, of course, is there's also less time to find out whether they've made other plans, which is vital. Take my brother's 15th, for example. Despite our best efforts to tempt him down to the local swimming pool, where his closest friends had secretly laid on loads of activities, he declined as he'd arranged to watch a film at home with another friend. So they didn't go to the party went to them.
Speaker 4.
I had a brilliant surprise party last year. All my friends were there at our favourite cinema, so my parents wanted to plan a surprise for my older sister. But then at her party, her friends got a bit carried away and decided they'd give her a makeover, redo her hair and makeup. From the look on her face, I'd say it wasn't really what she would have chosen. So I'd recommend avoiding doing anything you're not sure about. It could be a complete disaster. But she was good-natured enough to go along with it, and the party was immensely successful. People at school were still talking about it for months afterwards.
Speaker 5.
Of course, the classic thing you're supposed to do for surprise parties is to pretend to the person that everyone's forgotten their birthday. But that always seems a bit cruel to me. So, to avoid that for my sister's birthday, we wished her a happy birthday, but then pretended we were holding a party for our grandma, but at my sister's favourite restaurant. My sister did loads of planning for it in the months beforehand, only to find that the party was actually for her. The look on her face when she came in and saw all her closest friends was priceless. I'd say they're what really makes a party work.